Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 17, year B, the day after we have celebrated the 62nd anniversary of the independence of the nation of Trinidad and Tobago. Our readings today, the Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 18 to 13, Psalm 45, the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 17 to 27, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 to 8, 14 to 15, and 21 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Our hymn, All My Hope on God is Founded.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for Proper 17, followed by a collect for Independence Day, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, our Father, whose will it is that your people should live in ordered societies, inspire the people of this nation with the spirit of justice, truth, and love, and so guide our leaders and all who make decisions on our behalf, that they may direct our affairs in righteousness and peace, that we may live in peace and harmony, and to the honor and to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Every Perfect Gift. Every Perfect Gift. In the Jewish Bible, the Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, belongs to a collection of writings known as the Five Scrolls. This includes the books of Ruth, Lamentations, Ecclesiastes, and Esther. Each of the five books is designated for reading on a major holy day of the Jewish worship calendar. The Song of Songs is read on the Sabbath of the Passover, the time of liberation from slavery in Egypt, the night when the angel of death passed over the houses of the children of Israel because they had the blood of the sacrifice on their doorposts. On the night of the Passover, the Lord said to the people through Moses, "Go, select lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood in the basin. None of you shall go outside the door of your house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike down the Egyptian. When he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your house to strike you down." Exodus chapter 12, verses 21b to 23. The Song of Songs was read at the commemoration of the Passover because it is understood as a song about God's love for God's people. For the better part of 2,000 years, the Song of Songs was interpreted as an allegory. In Jewish tradition, the man's love for the woman represents God's love for Israel, while in the Christian tradition, it represents Christ's love for the church and for individual Christians. Over the past few centuries, the book has been interpreted in a more straightforward manner. Today, the Song of Songs is widely understood as celebrating the covenant of love between a man and a woman in all its dimensions, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. In the beginning at creation, human sexuality was a perfect gift from God. The writer of the book of Genesis states, "So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply.'" Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28b. God blesses human sexuality, a good and perfect gift from God, which because of evil and sin has become distorted and abused in human affairs. In our epistle today from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 17 to 27, we are reminded that every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. James chapter 1, verse 17. James points out that in fulfillment of his own purpose, he, God, gave us birth by the word of truth. James chapter 1, verse 18a. The word of truth is another perfect gift that comes from above. James points out that the word of truth, the word of God, and the word from God has not merely been spoken to us, it has been implanted in us. Therefore, it must be cultivated by us. How do we cultivate the word of God? We therefore rid ourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your soul. James chapter 1, verse 21. James advises, "Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness." James chapter 1, verse 19b and 20. Anger inhibits the word, the perfect gift, from growing, maturing, and producing the harvest that God intends, the harvest of righteousness. In order not to distort the effect of the perfect gift of God's word, we must listen attentively, be slow to respond, and therefore be slow to become angry. We listen more than we speak. Hearing is a sense. Listening is a skill which must be developed. When we are quick to speak and slow to listen, we become disconnected from others. We become judgmental. We lose our ability to empathize, that is, to put ourselves in the other person's place. Our compassion is inhibited and replaced by anger, which can be devastating and destructive to us and to others. God's word, that good and perfect gift that has been implanted in us. We need, therefore, to allow the word of God to sprout, grow, and mature in us in order for it to influence our thoughts, our words, and actions. The word of God must have an impact on our lives. When we interact with the perfect gift of God's Word, it must make a difference in our lives. James implores us, be doers of the Word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. Chapter 1, verse 22. James explains that if we are both hearers and doers of the Word, we will be like people who look in a mirror and remember what we look like. Having interacted with the Word of Truth, its influence, its effect, will go with us. We will remember that we are disciples of Christ and live as disciples of Christ in the world. The Word of God, that perfect gift from above, will truly become a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. In our gospel today from Mark chapter 7, Jesus proclaims, there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. Mark 7, verse 15a. Jesus therefore declares all food clean, thereby breaking down the century-old barrier that separated Jews and Gentiles. If the Jew no longer had to be concerned about what they ate and how it was prepared, they would have the freedom to sit at table and share a meal with Gentiles. Freedom from divisive man-made laws is another perfect gift from God. The laws related to food served their purpose in the past. Jesus is ushering in a new era, an era in which Jews and Gentiles can come together in His name and share a time of fellowship and experience a new and empowering relationship with one another. Jesus prayed that His disciples may be one as we are one. John chapter 10, verse 22b. Unity in Christ is another perfect gift that God in Christ offers us. Paul reminds us that there is one body and one spirit, just as you are called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. God desires to give us the perfect gift of unity in the church and in the world. When will we be ready to receive it? Amen. Let us pray. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. God of purity, you see in the depths of our hearts. Keep your church from the corruption of evil intent. As we honor your name, so may we live to your praise. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. God of purity, you see our scheming and political intrigue. Keep the nations from oppression and violence. May nothing take precedence over respect for life. We call upon your name, O Lord, incline your ear to our prayer. God of purity, you see our desires and emotional blindness. Keep us from covetousness and deception. May fidelity and self-restraint be treasured and prevail. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. God of purity, you see the pains of the world, whether public or secret. Keep your people from despair and despondency. May all who call on you know the consolation of your love. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. God of purity, you see the sorrow and distress of all who grieve. Keep hold of your beloved at the hour of our death. May we rise with you in glory. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, CPWI 403, Be Still My Soul. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In your journeys to and fro, may God direct you. In your happiness and pleasure, may God bless you. In care, anxiety, or trouble, may God sustain you. In peril and danger, may God protect you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night and always. Amen. And we pray that as the people of God, we will acknowledge God's presence always in our nation, that we will turn away from our wicked ways, we will confess our sins and pray, and God, the God of love, will forgive our sins and heal our land. We pray that God will continue to guide and protect our nation. We end this evening with our nation's dawning and God bless our nation, followed by the national anthem of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago.
binds and makes us one. Let it be known around the world that we can boast of unity. We take our pride in our liberty. Bless our isles of tropic beauty, rare, aflame in point siennas and shady immortelles, the warm and sparkling waters that breaks upon our shores. Beat out a tune that seems to tell we take our breath. Thank you.